Volunteers are chopping up downed tree limbs and picking up debris piece by piece in the modest Rancho Brazos neighborhood. Hood County Judge Darrell Cockrum says to qualify for FEMA help, the damage in Rancho Brazos and Cleburne must total $34 million.
We're working on them to get all those numbers together and see if we can come up with that $34 million. The main thing is that we're trying to take care of the people who were displaced.
More than half of the 100 homes damaged or destroyed in Rancho Brazos were Habitat for Humanity homes. Carol Davidson, director of Hood County Habitat, says the Habitat residents have options because they were insured.
You know, they have their choice as to whether they want us to build or someone else. So, but right now, it's getting them taken care of. Get them back in vehicles, get them back in housing. They need to get to work. You know, they want to get life back as normal as they can.
Davidson says that's going to take a lot of assistance. Other residents of the modest neighborhood may not have a safety net like insurance. Sandy Daugherty picked up cleaning supplies and some food at the Red Cross Mission Granbury Relief Center. She returned home over the weekend to see a couple of walls standing, but nothing else.
It was hard, but we're alive. We came out without a scratch, and that's all that really matters.
She lived in her Habitat for Humanity home for 13 years, recently with her daughter and 2-year-old grandson. She says it looks like the Habitat volunteers are going to be her lifeline.
They're going to let us know what we can do, and I think from what I've heard so far, everything will be okay. It just might take time.
Daugherty says she's trying to find a place to live in the meantime and says that's where FEMA assistance might really help. BJ Austin, KERA News.